1620 94.5 WTAW. Here are comments from the January 12, 2023 College Station City Council meeting, where the council included an unscheduled discussion about change orders when the council pays more for services compared to the original contract. Initiating the conversation was newly elected Councilman Bob Yancey.
I want to make sure we're being careful that the vendor community gets the message that when you received a fixed price contract with the city of College Station, footed by the taxpayers, citizens of College Station, that that's what you're going to get. I've got a little bit of experience in. You have no more leverage than you're ever going to have with the vendor than when you're negotiating that contract at the beginning.
Response given by College Station City Manager Brian Woods.
It's been a different couple of years market-wise, so the leverage at the beginning is depleted at best. If you've purchased a home or tried to build a home recently and told them you're going to be in a fixed price contract, they'd have told you, well, we will not be building you a home. I think a lot of times in government, you start off with a contract that has everything but the kitchen sink so that you don't ever have to come back and face a council with a change order. And it's one of those things where it's hard to prove a negative. And so I will say that we try to push to be lean and accurate, especially when we have long duration complex projects.
Woods also says they tried to negotiate at the front end what it would cost for additional services if they are needed.